saw. If he saw in the Yovel, he saw. Romayim halukim oyachurim b'tchilo toya. So if at the beginning when he started to pass water, so then he's toya. But b'em tzau v'sei if he's tome. That's based upon the mitzvahs. M'tchilo v'atzev toya. Livenim v'nimshochim tome. Rabbi Yisayim elvinim kachurim. So it's based upon the mitzvahs. Halukim. Shemativ tipe halukim mishal shalas bitkhilo bitkhilo tos miraglaim toy lav min kari el matzir sa shasnu bo bim tsu sishat tos miraglaim tome min kari nimshokh miraglaim de bokim tome de min kari livenim ka khurim u bitkhilo toy ben she shif tome ve alokh ikra beis hamatil tipe no ve smit kham o tome dibra ve za khisme hamar ya balailo vi omat u motso psoy kham istome even though he's not aware of a nocturnal emission. But if he found that Psori was Cham, so that indicates that he had a nocturnal emission, and he's Tomei. Now there is Aloche, that if a woman is Bileta Shechva Zera, so as long as that Shechva Zera is capable of being fertilized, so then it has Ichalishem Shechva Zera. So melee it's mitamei. But if the Shechva Zera is so old that it's incapable of being fertilized, so then it does not have a Chalishem Shechva Zera, so it's not mitamei. Now, here we have a machlekes anoi. Now, it's not that there is a machlekes in the mitzies. It's not that the machlekes in the mitzies. It's a question of the degree. Now, every Tane deduces it from the posik in connection with Matan Torah. Now the Torah was given on Shabbos. So the question is, when did they war peris min shiseim? Whether on Thursday or whether on Wednesday, whether Wednesday evening, whether Wednesday evening or Thursday morning, so or Wednesday morning. So we deduce it from that posik v'ilachin l'shlishes yomim. Now the mitzias is that after, let's say, 3 weeks less, after 72 hours, then a shechva zera could not, under normal temperature, in other words, it all depends upon the temperature, whether it's very hot or cold, but under normal temperature, so after 72 hours, it certainly could not be fertilized. Now, but, let's say after 2 days, and let's say after 48 hours, and before 72 hours, so sometimes it could be fertilized, sometimes not. So the question is, when does it cease to have a Chalishem Shechva Zera? So does it cease to have a Chalishem Shechva Zera when it's completely incapable of being fertilized? Or it ceases to have a Chalishem Shechva Zera if in all probability it's not going to be fertilized. So if it's not probably going to be fertilized, even though there is a possibility, so then it does not have a Chalishem Shechva Zera. So the Machlekes is based upon the posik of a Heyin Achim Lishleishes Yomi. So the Matan Torah was given on Shabbos, so the question was, when did they start the Prishim and Sheseim? Whether on Thursday morning, or on Wednesday night, or on Wednesday morning, or on Tuesday night. So that's the Machlokes. Now, Hapilet Ezer Abim Ashlishi is the Eiro. So Divrei Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. So according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, the Torah was given on Shabbos, and Behebi Shabbos, the Gemara in Shabbos discusses that, of Wood Prishim. So Thursday they were Perish. So Thursday was the first day, Friday was the second day, and everyone had to be Toya before Matan Torah. So that means, so we deduce from that if a woman is Pilates, Shechva Zera, V'yimashlishi on the third day, so she doesn't become tome. That's the reason as to why it was all right to start the Prishem in Shesayim on Thursday. Dibra b'mazai, Rabbi Shmuel Eimeya, Pomim Sheim Arba'ines. Pomim Einomi consists of 12 hours. So Pomim Sheim Arba'ines, Pomim Sheim Chomesh, Pomim Sheim Sheish, Rabbi Akiva Eimeya Leilom Chomesh. Now let's see the drop. Hapiletes she was Rabbi Magimul Teiro, Kein Shishim Shobei B'Shabes, Upolta B'Shabes, Lois Neshim Shobei T'chilas Lilei, Dishtai Azer Meya Dalet in Ishleimis, Lilehei V'yem Hei, Lil Shishi V'Shishi, Lois Neshim Shohei B'Chashei Chom, Loishtai Yolim Iktasei, Lil Vov V'Vov, Tloi Kel Ishtei in Ishleimis, Shohei Noihi, Oyei Melai, Rabbi Shmoy Leim Abo Lach, Ligalim Hapiletes B'Shlish, Lishim Mushot Meya, Avo Piletes B'Dalet Teiro, Miumeidu, the mixas ayem kikulei, the loy hikpido teiro, elo b'minya ayomim, v'loy b'minya leineis. Now, of course, according to the Mitzies, it doesn't depend upon days. It depends upon a certain number of hours, under a certain temperature. Still, according to Rav Lezer ben Azariah, it depends upon a certain number of days, not upon a certain number of hours, as the Rav points out. According to Rabbi Shmuel, it's so he says, Piletes b'shlishi istmeyo, but Piletes b'dalet istmeyo. So Piletes b'shishi istmeyo, regardless when she was mishameshes, whether she was mishameshes at the beginning of the day or toward the end of the day. Now, as far as the Mitzias is concerned, it should make a difference. How many hours intervened? As far as the Mitzias is concerned, it doesn't depend upon the number of days. The answer is Enoch Nami. As far as the Mitzias is concerned, it depends upon a certain number of hours. So after 72 hours, it's incapable of being fertilized. The Sheikh Vazir. After 72 hours. So unless someone resorts to the modern methods, when there are no moral values, so there are certain, unfortunately, there are medical students who meet out a contribution towards the community by becoming donors of a Sheikh Vazera, and then it is artificially inseminated, and then so they take a sample of semen from a medical student. At first they give him an IQ test to make sure that his IQ is all right. And then they take a sample of semen, and then he gets a $100 fee for each sample of semen. And then they put it in the freezer, and they freeze it, and they keep it for years. And then they artificially inseminate it, all right? So when doctors start, acting like animals, so then everything is possible. But without any scientific control, so then it's impossible. So a Sheikh Vezera, after 72 hours, so he's incapable of being fertilized. Then after 48 hours, in all probability, it will not be fertilized, but it's still possible. That's as far as the Mitzias is concerned. But still, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and Rabbi Shmuel, he says that it depends upon the number of days. Hapiletes Rabbi Mashlishi is Teiro, and according to Rabbi Shmuel, Piletes Zera B'Yemovi is Teiro. So why is it, even though it doesn't fit the Mitzias? The answer is, they all deduce from the Psuki. So the Torah said that you nechein mishleishes yomim. So according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, that a yunechein mishleishes yomim means, implied, that the precept should take place b'yem chamishi. So mele we have exeras akosu that on the yem shlishi does not have a chaleishem shechazera. It does not have. According to Rabbi Shmuel, that a yunechein mishleishes yomim means that they should start the prise on Wednesday, B'Yemavi. So again we have Exeras HaKosu, that it ceases to have a Chalei Shem Sheikh Vazera only on the fourth day. So in other words, it was Wednesday. Wednesday was the first, Thursday the second, Friday the third. So Kabbalah was told there was already the fourth day. So Mele, they were certainly tailored. Even if they were Pele the Shechazah, so they were considered tailored. So it's Exodus HaKosov. Why did it? But the Torah, the Exodus HaKosov itself is based upon the Mitzvahs. But see, so true, as far as the Mitzvahs is concerned, it depends upon the number of hours that intervened. But the Torah was loy plug. The Torah itself was loy plug, because generally on the fourth day, so it cannot be fertilized. All right. So here we have Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says that if she is peletes be mashlishi so is tailor. Rabbi Shmuel says if she is peletes so it doesn't depend upon a certain number of hours. According to Rabbi Akiva, it depends upon a certain number of hours. Rabbi Akiva imel leilom chomesh, that means 60 hours. But the Mishnah doesn't mention the shita of the Chachomim in Shabbos. And we pasch like the Chachomim, most Rishonim, not the Rambam, but most Rishonim pasch like the Chachomim. According to Chachomim, it depends upon six ins, 6 times 12. That means 72 hours. 72 hours. And we most Rishonim pasch like that. So the whole reason as to why a Nideh first has to count 5 unclean days, and then she makes a Hefsek Tare, and then she starts counting the 7 clean days, is because we pass most Rishonim pass like the Chachomim, and according to Chachomim, so it's 6 Enes, 6 times 12, it's 72 hours, so Mimele, so actually the Rishonim, the early Rishonim didn't mention 5 unclean days, they only mentioned 4 unclean days. Why? Because of the possibility. Now every nida today is treated like his own. As some mele, she has to count Zayin Nikiyin. And that if she would be Pilates on one day of the Zayin Nikiyin, let's say Shefazera, and that happens constantly, so mele, that would be that one day. So mele, she cannot start counting. If the woman, let's say, was mishameshes mitoso, let's say mitzoi Shabbos, so she cannot, let's say, make a hefsek tare Sunday, because she might, let's say, so when will the 3 misles be over? So Sunday night will be 1 misles, Monday night will be 2 misles, Tuesday night will be 3 misles. If she was mishameshes mitoso, let's say at midnight, mitzoi Shabbos, so the 3 misles will be over Tuesday night at midnight. And suppose, if she'll start counting, if she'll make the Hefsek Tare, let's say, Tuesday before Shkieh, and then she'll be Peletes Yishech Bezera, let's say at 9 o'clock at night, Tuesday night, it is still within the 72 hours, so that will be said at one day. So, according to the early Rishonim, she has to count just 4 days. She has to count 4 days, and then make a Hefsek Tare. So let's say, if she saw Dam on Sunday, and there is a possibility that the night before she was Mishameshes, so Mimele, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. You see, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, 4 days. So she's sure, that she will not be seisir one day of the Zayin Nikiyin. So that was the early Rishonim said, that a woman has to count only 4 unclean days before she starts counting 5 unclean days. But then later on, so some of the Rishonim added another day, because of a mistake, in case she'll be mishameshes mitoso binashmoshes, and she'll think that it was before Shkieh, and then it'll turn out it was after Shkieh. So because of that, so she has to count 5 unclean days. But that's the basis. Because we pask like the Chachomim. Now the Chachomim's view is not mentioned in this Mishneh. So in other words, so Pilate Sheikh Bazera within 72 hours, within six Enes, so is Iseris. Now, even is Chachomim Shepol to Sheikh Bazera, mi Yisroel Tmeyo. Because Sheikh Bazera, Sheikh Bazera of Enakum, of Enochi is not Mitami. Sheikh Bazera of Yisroel is Mitami. So Mimele, even if it is Chachomim Shepol to Sheikh Bazera, mi Yisroel, so the Sheikh Bazera is the Sheikh Bazera of Yisroel, so it is Mitami. But Yisroel Shepol to Sheikh Bazera, mi Vichovi, so the Sheikh Bazera is the Sheikh Bazera of Enochi, so it's not Mitami. Hoi shoshishim shabeiso v'yo do v'tov lo v'lo ikiv do sabayis. Kiv do sabayis means and that she did not take a douche, she was not minake herself before the tvile. So kiyo l'tov lo, because since if she was minake herself, if she took a douche, so then she knows that there is no possibility of Sheikh Bazera being niflet. I mean, that Mishneh doesn't talk of the situation today when every woman counts five unclean days, so then there is no possibility of Pilate Sheikh Bazera anyway. But the Mishneh is talking of a case of a woman who did not count any unclean days prior to the count of the Zayniki. So Mele, if she was Loikiv de Sabayis, so in other words, she did not take a douche, so there is a possibility that after the tefillah, she was Pilate Sheikh Bazera, and that will be say the Zayinikim, so it's kilu loitov. Balkeh gishetov, val vilhit lesamayim, kishiyat lesamayim tomei. Rabi Yisayim yabichilu vizokin tomei, viyaludu vibori toi. Anadara. Tmei yoati vishikh vizera, shepol toteiro, vafilu tumli rabonu leki. ולקיב לסבייס לקים חסה עצמה של אישו יבול החלוך שתרח לזרע כאילו הוא יטוב לך שינו שמטיף לטיב השיח לזרע שנשאל לו בישים אוקיים ושיית לו מים תומי שמו נשתה ימנה קרם בשיחה עמו וייצי מה שסן בילד הוא יבור איתו יהיה שייצי בקייח ועם משתה ועד כמה קורא ילד כל שאין דלרג ליחוד וכן זמנה לב נלמנה לב אפילו בשמינים שונו והלוח את רבי איסי עוד לסת משנה נידו שנוסנו. So all these Mishnahs really have nothing to do with Mikvot, except the last Mishnah. Nido shenos no mois bifiyo, viyo do vitov lo, teheiro mitumoso, avol tmeyo yi al gavreiko. If a nido put coin in her mouth, and as she kept the coin in her mouth, she went tvile. So teheiro mitumoso. And she certainly mitares lebailo. She's Materas Labayla under all circumstances. But Bizman Chazal, that they were Mitayah, they had to be Tehirin, Ligabi Kochim, Ligabi Trumo, Ligabi Tares. So this Nido, who made Tvile, while she had the coin in her mouth, and then she was Tiveles. So although the tefillah was a good tefillah, and she interes the bailo. Avol tmeyo yal gavreiko shenis lasal amoyes kedem tefillah. So some of the reik utmeyo miteras mago, the reiko mitamo bimago vimaso. So in other words, because since she had a coin in her mouth, so some droplets of spittle were detached from her throat, and they adhered and they were transferred to the surface of the coin. And the reik of Anida before Tvila, that happened before she realized it really. So that reik is an avatume. The bayonis of Izav and Izove and Anida is an avatume. So then it is mitamei mitiras mago di reiko mitamei bimago vimaso. Biramago vimaso. Nos no saro bifio kofzo yodo. Even the time of the tefillah she had long hair, and the hair she put in her mouth. So Memele, the hair has to be immersed in water too. And if she put the tip of the hair in her mouth, so the tip of the hair that was in her mouth was not exposed to the main mikveh. So Memele, the tefillah is not a good tefillah. V'libo amayim b'sam. Kof tzo yodo, kol tzo sviseo, kilu litovlo. Now, suppose she closed her hand, and then she was developed like that. So Memele, if she closed her hand tightly, if she just closed it mildly, loosely, so then water can come in. But if she closed it like this, so no water can come in. So Memele, it's a chitze. So the tefillah is not a good tefillah. Kotos vaseo. Kilitovlo, she closed the lips. So kilitovlo. Now the Rash has two pshotim here, the Rash. He has two pshotim here. One pshat of the Rash is that Koftsoyodo, the first pshat of the Rash is that Koftsoyodo means she just, even if she didn't close her lips, she just closed her mouth by putting the two sets of teeth together, like this, without closing the mouth. So it's not a good feeling. So it's also kilitovlo. Why? Because even if she doesn't close the lips, just the teeth, so then no water can come into between the teeth. So it's echtitze. But aloche is that Beis HaStorim is not echtitze. That's the aloche. So it's even if we know that water didn't come into the Beis HaStorim, the secret parts of the body that are not seen, that are usually not seen. Of course, anyone can look into your mouth so he can see it. But normally, so the inside of the mouth is not seen. So that's called the Beis HaStorim. Any part of the body that is normally not seen is called Beis HaStorim. Like the inside of the mouth, or the inside of the ear, or the inside of the nose. So anything that is normally not seen is called Beis HaStorim. And the aloche that we don't require Bias Mayim in the Beis HaStorim, but the Gemara in Kedushi says, Rol Bias Mayim Bino. Now there is a machleket between Teisves, Daf Chofei in Kedushin, and the Ritva. The Ritva says that this requirement of Rol Bias Mayim Binon is only Midrabonon. Midrai say it's not even necessary that it should be Rol Bias Mayim. The Teisve says, Daf Chofei in Kedushin, that is Midrai. Rol Bias Mayim is Midrai. Anyway, so vis-a-vis Beis HaStorim, so the aloha is that it has to be Rol Bias Mayim. It doesn't have to, we don't need Bias Mayim Mamish, but Rol Bias Mayim. So the question is, now, the first Loshon in the Rash, and that's not the usual Pshat of Rishenim. The first Loshon in the Rash is that Kotzos V'Seo means not only that she closed her lips tight, she just closed her mouth, even though the lips were not closed. So then, it's echtitze. So, but why is it echtitze? If the lips were open, just the sets of teeth were closed. So, what is the echtitze? The echtitze is in regard to the teich of the mouth, of the peh. That's Beis HaStorim. So, and Beis HaStorim, we don't require any Bias Mayim. So, the Rash says in the first portion that this is the reason. In other words, because the Gemara says Rol Bias Mayim Binon. So what does it mean, Rol Bias Mayim Binon? Rol Bias Mayim Binon means that the inside of the mouth, or let's say the inside of the ears, of the nose, has to be in such a state that if water will come in, so there will be no obstruction. Whether water came into the inside of the nose or not is not important. And when one goes tefillah, he doesn't have to make sure that the inside of the nose should be filled up with water. No one does that. I mean, that will be nonsense to make sure. because it's a Beis HaStorim, and Beis HaStorim doesn't require any Beis Mayim. But there is Aloche, it has to be whole Beis Mayim. What does it mean, whole Beis Mayim? So you could say that if the only time that it is whole Beis Mayim is if you turn yourself over in the mikveh so that water should be able to come into the lungs. But if you stand with a normal posture and you immerse yourself, so then, how could water, I mean, it's against the law of gravity, how could water come into the nose if you stand, only if you turn yourself over? So why don't you require that when one goes tefillah, since there is aloche of holy Beis Mayim, that he should turn himself over so that water should be able to come into the nose? If he stands normally on his feet, so then, according to the law of gravity, water could not even come in. So the answer is, Rol Beis Mayim doesn't mean that water should likely to come in. Water is never likely to come in when a person is stable. So it never comes in into the nose. The answer is, as long as there is no obstruction inside the nose, there is no obstruction inside the mouth. So if water did come in, it wouldn't be obstructed. So then it's not a chitzit. However, if, let's say, you put, let's say, cotton in the ear, that's Beis HaStorez. If you put cotton in the ear, so even if water did come in, so it will be obstructed, so then it's a chitzit. Then it's not whole Beis Mayim. The same thing is true. The same thing is true if you put, let's say, cotton in the nose, so according to that cheating, let's say sometimes a person has a cold and the doctor told him to keep a piece of cotton inside the nose, and if he goes tefillah, so according to the first motion of the Rash, the tefillah will be no good. Why? Because even though water never penetrates into the nose unless he turns himself over and he manipulates that water should fill out the nose, but it's not considered any holy Beis Mayim as long as there is no obstruction inside the nose. But if you put a piece of cotton inside the nose, so even if water did come in, it would be obstructed, then it's not holy Beis Mayim. So that's the first pshat. So Mimele, according to the first pshat of the Rash, when a woman goes tefillah, she has to make sure that she has to open up the mouth, not wide open, but in other words, that there she should not keep it closed, because then even if water did come in through the lips, what if she keeps the two sets of teeth together, so then that water will not come into the mouth. So that means keeping the two sets of teeth like this, so that in itself is an obstruction. So it's not whole Beis Mayim. Then the Rash rejects that pshat. And he says that kotzos vaseo means not that she kept the two sets of teeth together. That she doesn't have to do. But if, let's say, she closed the lips so tightly that even the outer portion of the lip that is usually seen, let's say, this part of the lip, the lower portion of the lip is Maga Beis HaStorim, because it's not usually seen. But the outside portion of the lip is usually seen, unless a person will keep the lips together. I mean, an average person doesn't do that. And the criterion whereby you determine whether it's Maga Beis HaStorim is the position, the normal position of a person. Now, the normal position of a person, the lower half of the lip is Beis HaStorim. The outside, the upper portion of the lip, is not Beis HaStorim. So Mimele causes herself, would mean, if you would close her lips completely, including the upper portion of the lip, so then there is a chitze in non-Beis HaStorim. Then it's a chitze. But if she just keeps the sets of teeth together, and even if she closes the lips too, but she doesn't keep the lips closed tightly together, so that even the upper portion of the lip is rubbed against the other upper portion of the lip, so then it's not a chitzit. And that is the second pshat, and that is the pshat of the Rosh, and that is the pshat of all Rishenim, and the pshat of the Shulchan Aruch is also like that. However, since it's negeye tvile, and according to the Ritva, so imagav roli biasmayim is it raise, so then the proper thing is to be machmir the shite of the first lashon derash. So in other words, according to the first lashon derash, when a woman goes tvile, she should not keep the two sets of teeth close together. Should keep it a little bit open. All right, kof to go the courts of the cell, kill me top one. Hey, he's got to be came and mad belong to me. We me dia has got to be my own tail. Now here, there is a machlek is geschehen. The Rambam and the Rosh, and the two, they say that the Tanakami is the machme, and Rab Shimon is the maker. The Rajbo says the other way, that the Tanakami is the Mekel, and Rab Shimon is the Machmir. So, according to the Rambam, and the Rosh, and the Tur, so, Tanakami is the Machmir. Now we pass by Tanakami. So Tanakami says, V'midiach, so my tail. So if somebody holds on to another, who requires tefillah, let's say a child has to be taken, and you don't want that the child should go in by itself, or let's say a woman, and you want to hold on to her, let's say if she's not very firm, so she's weak, and she has to be taken, so the one who holds on to his hand cannot simply hold on to the hand, because if he holds on to the hand of the woman who requires tefillah, if one woman holds on to the hand of the other woman who requires tefillah, so memele, certainly if it's loose, if it's tight, if he holds in tight, so at the place of juncture between the two hands, so water cannot come in, so it's a chitzit. However, imidiach esyodi b'mayim is there. If the person who holds on to the woman who requires tefillah rinses, washes his hands in the water, so then that the waters, because of the aloche of chibur, so the drops of water on the hand of the woman who holds on to the other woman, so there is continuity of moisture of the tefiach latefiach between. So even if you hold on, let's say, to the hand of the woman, so right here the mikveh water does not come in, but her hand is wet. So and since it goes into the mikveh, so there is chibur between the drops of water and the hand of the woman who holds on to the woman who requires tefillah, so mele. So even that part of the hand that the water of the mikveh does not penetrate, but it is moistened by the moisture on the hand of the woman who holds on to her. So it's all right. However, according to the Rambam, the Rosh and the Tur, only Idiach is all right. But to hold on loosely to the other woman without Idiach is not all right. Why not? But if she holds on to the other woman loosely, so then water can penetrate. So it's no chatzitze. The answer is exere. Because if we allow one woman to hold on to the other woman loosely, so then sometimes you'll hold on tightly too. So because of Xera Midrabonon, Tanekame assers Yirape, but he's only Matir Hidiach. That's according to the Rambam and the Rosh and the Tur. According to the Rosh, the Tanekame is the maker. So Tanekame, when the Kame says Vimidiach, I said, Mayim Teirim. So it means, loy mi boy, it's needless to mention that if he holds on loosely to the other woman, then it's certainly all right. Because if the one woman holds on to the other woman loosely, so then there is So water can penetrate between the two hands. So that's needless even to be mentioned. Then it goes without saying. Tanakame doesn't even spell it out. But Tanakame mentions a chiddush that even he diaches yodi bimai, without holding on loosely, even if he diaches is mayim, so then the other woman can hold on to the woman who requires still a title. But if the first woman holds on loosely to the other woman, it goes without saying. So then Rav Shimon is machmir, according to Rashba. And Rav Shimon says, no. Rav Shimon says that only holding on loosely, but holding on tightly, even if she moistens her hand, is no good. And we pass in light on the Kamen. But the machlekes between the Rambam and the Rosh and the Tur, they say Tanakami is the Machmir, Rav Shimon is the Meikel, and the Rashba says the reverse, that the Tanakami is the Meikel, and Rav Shimon is the Machmir. Beis Astorim, Beis Akmotim, in Tzrichen, Sheyaveyu Ben Mayim, but Rol Beis Mayim being on. All right. I discussed the two Lishenes in the Rash, so you don't have to go over inside. But you should go over it inside. Nos the salve feel bo mai bi sal kot the sel doctor the sel be is so bezu kill it over so the bible be show is you go me kill but don't may the mock has also bo mai the yachol mai tell if she mask is all of mis khal na mikve we should in kaft sit rabshim me rap we now rabshim be za stoin kin tkhayze mit khaytem mit khape be sak motim shel sakhi ve avo in name motim shel zokin is keino she bi sorom nikmat in zol she ve be mai dikhsim khola she yiga be yazov yodov וישות במים, ומשליחס יוד ומדי עזוב, ועל יפיל אסכו הגו במים חיים וצורך, אלא לאים לך, מה יוד בנירה, אף כל בשור בנירה, פחת לביס הסטורים, ואף על פחינו מחכומים, לאים לא עמידות מסיר בייסי, די אישו, מעדיך או כמותיו בשס פילה, דיני, דין צריך לא בין במים, מוקים אורו ובייס מים בינון, so if there is an obstruction that would not allow water to moisten that part of the Beis HaStorim, even if water head penetrated into that area. So then, it's not good. All right, now, for Monday, you should be prepared on the whole perik of perik tes, the Rav and the Rash and the Rosh and the Ram. Now, there's a lot of chitze in Tzvila. Now, something blocks. So, the plain pshat in tzitzit is if there is something on the goof of the person or on top of the kele, I mean the tzitzit applies to kelim too. So that blocks the penetration of water, the entry of water, so then it is a tzitzit. Then it is a tzitzit. Now, so the halachi is that midraise, in order to be chitzit, so there are two prerequisites. That it should block the rov of the goof, and also it should be makbit. But if it doesn't block, if it only blocks a mute of the goof, not the rov, even though it's makbit, so it's not chetzitz midraise. So in order to be chetzitz midraise, it must block the rov of the goof, and he must be makpit. What does it mean, makpit? Makpit means, let's say, that the person has a kpeide, that, let's say, when he takes a bath, he takes a shower, to take off that thing. Or, not only if he has a kpeide when he takes a bath, he takes a shower, but let's say, a person has a ring, and let's say, any time the person makes a mix of dough, so he is makpid to take off the ring. So then it is a chitzit. Then it is a chitzit. So makpid means that he is fastidious about it. In other words, that he is makpid to take it off on certain occasions. Either when he takes a bath, or he takes a shower, or when he makes a mix of dough. So then, since mitzis makpit under certain occasions to take off that thing, the ring, so mele the ring does not become bottle to the goof. If he's never makpit to take it off, so then it becomes bottle to the goof. So it's not echtitze. So even though water doesn't come in contact, let's say, with the part of the finger that upon which the ring is placed, but as long as water comes in contact with the ring, so it's considered as if it came in contact with the part of the finger upon which the ring is placed. But if the person is makpid to take off the ring whenever he takes a shower or whenever he makes a mix of dough, so he, or when he does heavy work, so he is makpid to take off the ring, to take off the ring, so memele doesn't become bottle to the finger. So if water cannot come in contact on the part of the finger where the finger where the ring is placed, so memele it's chitzit. So midaraisa, in order to be chitzit, there are two prerequisites. It must block the rovaguf, and also he must be makpit, he must be fastidious about it. In other words, he must be makpit to take it off on certain occasions. On certain occasions. Either at the time when he washes himself, or when he does a certain kind of work, let's say a mix of dough, or let's say when he paints, I mean, something, when he does, if he is makpid to take off that thing, when he does a certain type of work, so then it's achtit. That's midrais. But midrabonon, so in one of two situations, it is a chetzit. If it blocks the rov of the goof, even though he's not fastidious about it, he's not makpid. And if he's makpid, even though it covers only a mute of the goof. So midrabonon, a ring is a chitzit. Why? Because usually, I mean, the usual ring, so a person is makpid to take it off. I don't think that today, let's say, women are makpid to take off a ring when they take a shower. But when they make a mix of dough, so then they are makpid to take off the ring. So memele, the even though it covers only a mute of the goof, a mute of the finger itself, so it is achtit. So midraise, we must have both. You must have rubei and makpid olof. Midrabonon, so mute a makpid is chetzit, and rubei sheine makpid is chetzit. Now there's a kashe that many ask. I don't think it's a kashe. I mean, many ask, since the Chachomim or Misaki, since the Chachomim or Misaki, that the trov that is eini makpit is chetzis min rabbonon. So mele the person is already makpit because of that din. He is already makpit. So mele it should be echtzitz min raisa, but there's no kash at all, because makpit or not makpit is not to be determined by the question as to whether bimtzias is makpit. Only if he's makpid because of Mila Debaume, not if a person is makpid because of Yerushalayim. That's not called makpid. Let's say a ring is considered makpid because an ordinary, pretty average person will not keep the ring on when he makes a mix of dough, because it will damage the ring. So that's considered makpid. But if a person is makpid to take off something when he goes tefillah, because of the din, because of Yerushalayim, that's not considered makpid. Makpid means when he's makpid by himself, because of his own reasons, not because he's makpid to take it off because of din. Alright. Now, there is also a machlekes between the Rambam and the Ravid, is the Rambam Neshides Ageni. Now, in regard to seil, so the shittas againim, and that's the shittas of the Ravid, the Tzeyar is considered as an entity by itself. So Mimele, suppose there is something that covers the major portion of the hair, so then it's considered, and if it's makpid, so then it is a chitzit midrais. Even though the covering upon the hair is only a mute in respect to the whole goof. Because the seyor of a person is considered as an entity by itself. So the rubei or the miute is not determined in terms of the whole goof, but in terms of the seyor. If there is something that covers the seyor, the major portion of the seyor, but it's certainly not the major portion of the whole goof. So according to the Geinim and the Raivei Chitte, it's considered rubei. And according to the Rambam, no, seya is considered like any other part of the goof, like a finger. So no one will say that if something covers, blocks the major portion of one finger, that that's considered rubei. No, because relative to the goof, it's only a mute. So the Rambam Shitta is that Tzeyor is also considered as part of the goof. But according to the Geinim and the Raivet, Tzeyor is considered as an entity by itself. Then there is a Shitta, a very strange Shitta, of Rashi in Shabbos Daf Nun Zayin. Now the Gemara says in Shabbos Daf Nun Zayin that Chutin Hamuzovin, let's say, a woman has, golden ribbons, muzovim, so golden-like ribbons on the hair. So then she cannot be tevil in the golden ribbons on the hair. So Rashi mentions in the name of Rabbi Yisov Daf Nun Zayin Shabbos, the reason is because she is makpit. She is makpit, you know. She doesn't want the golden ribbons, golden-like ribbons, to be soiled, to be stained, to be moistened. So she is makpedes. Rashi rejects, that's the pshat of the rabbis of Rashi, Daf Nun Zayin Shabbos. Rashi rejects that, because Rashi says, when do we say that if a woman is makpid, if a person is makpid, so then, it is a chitze only if it blocks the penetration of water. But here, the golden-like ribbons and the hair, so it allows water to penetrate beneath the ribbons. So maybe it's no chitze.
So maybe she will not make a good feeling. Because of that, she might not even make sure that all the hair will be immersed in the meat. So it's a special rabbi. Not because she's not there. Anyway, why? Because Rashi believes, it doesn't speak of most percent. That when we say that if it's wrong, and it's mockery, so it's a chitzah midraise, that's only if it stops, if it prevents water from entering. But if it doesn't prevent water from entering, just not better, then it's no chitzah, it's not a chitzah midraise, it's not a chitzah midraise, it's nothing. It's not. So Rashi's chitzah is a strange thing. All right, I mean, these are the fundamental, you say this, nichti. Now, here the clear text, listen out. Eilu chesis in the Odom, chuti temer ve chuti piston, ve otui se ve roshi abone. Ve roshi abone. Rab gidei meir shal temer ve shal sar in a chesis. Misne shamayim bo in bo em. Now it's in a rap. Eilu chesis, chuti temer ve chuti piston, ve otui se abone ik mitalik ben sar se bereishon, ve inu doki bizar se bereish, ומיין שמיין ריקונן ביזאַ של סמר ושל צער יחייתי. ואין הלוכה כרב יהודה בשל סמר. אבל חוץ משל צער מילוי חכמים, וכשה המים נכנוסים בהם, המים נכנוסים בהם, ודווקא, so he says, the Rabbonon say that Chuti shall start, so maybe we chachomi, that it's not chesiti. You see, Shamayim yichnoti, and you have to Chuti kebrei chesiti. Amo shall tavo, en chesiti, ke nisho chineke se tatsmo, but he is a woman, head, like in a necklace, and the neck, on the neck, so it's not crazy. Why? Mipnei shein isho chineke sesatmi. In isho chineke sesatmi. In other words, actually, there are so many gemores that seem to be facing rak and see. I mean, this in itself. In isho chineke sesatmi gemore. In isho chineke sesatmi. In other words, when you put chutin on the hair, so you might make it very tight. But when you put a necklace, she's not going to put a necklace on the neck so tight that it will press tightly against the neck. Because then she'll be very uncomfortable for her. She doesn't like to be chineke sesatmi. So we see, in other words, so it will be put on the neck loosely. So maybe it's not a chineke. Now, according to the Rabbeinu of Rashi, so what difference does it make tightly, loosely, if she's makpedes, some mele, it is achzitza anyway. So the truth is that the Rabbeinu of Rashi might say it only in respect to a achzitza over the robe of the goof. Or let's say according to Shimon Hagim, even though this Rabbeinu of Rashi has reference to something that is placed on the hair, let's say ribbons on the hair, putting the zovin on the hair, but according to Shiddes Agenim, so the hair is considered as an entity by itself, so it's considered like hope. So the rabbis of Rashi, in order to answer many kashas from the Gemara, so we have to say that it's not that the rabbis of Rashi hold that something that the person is makpi, even if it allows water to penetrate, is a chitze, what mit reise. Why could it should be a chitze mit reise? The chitze of the Rabbeinu of Rashi means that if it is Ruben, and makpi dolo, so then in case where water is not, cannot pass through, so then it's a chitze mit reise. So if it allows water to pass through, so it's a chitze mit reise. It's a special there. But why? So memele, since it's only mit Rabbonon, so when did the Chachonim, gaze there, that even if it allows water to pass through, so it's still a chitze, only if it's rubei or matridor. So then, if it wouldn't allow water to pass through, it would be a chitze mit reise. But, from the melee, even if it allows water to pass through, or mida rabbonon is a chitze. Masha'inkin, if it's a mute amakti, and it allows water to pass through, so then even if it didn't allow water to pass through, it wouldn't be a chitze mida raise. So now that it allows, only mida rabbonon. So now that it allows water to pass through, so it would be exactly there. So then it's not a chitze. In order to answer many kashes against the rabbis of Abraham. All right. Kalki Alei, the matted hair on the chest of the person, sometimes machmazir could, because of perspiration, so the hair on the chest becomes entangled one in another, becomes matted like. So that is a chatzitze, because it's makti. What is chatzitze is told whether it's makti or not makti. Now a person doesn't like that there is hair, the hair and the goof is matted one in another, entangled one in another. So kilkalei, kalkalei, the metate on the chest, the azoki, the metate on the beard. Ubeisasto in the isho. That's only in isho nisuo. So she's makpedes. So lifluf shechut la'ayin. Lifluf shechut la'ayin. In other words, the room. R-H-E-U-M. I think that's the pronunciation, the room. In other words, anything that is outside the eye. V'gelet shechut l'mako. V'gelet shechut, the clot that is outside the mako, outside the wound, the bruise. V'otir sholel, and the plaster of panimak. V'seret hayovesh, and the juice that dried up. V'gilditzeo shel psoret. In other words, the dried excrement that is on one's group. Ubotzik shetachas atzipeiren, and dough that is under the fingernails. We are malmuli. Malmuli means perspiration. Kishiyodo shalodo melochloche bitit or dibotzik or ibizeyo meil yod lach lachavato nasi al yode kimin gavurin shal seir. So vitita yobon and miry clay, vitita yetzrin, potter's clay, vigetzivoni, getzivoni. So it's also a certain kind of a clay. So izeu tita yobon, ze tita beres. So that's Yechzitz. Tita Yitzrin, Kimashmoy, Pater's Clay. Rabbi Yisi Mitai, Rabbi Shal Yitzrin. Rabbi Yisi says that Pater's Clay is not Chaytz. Umitai, Rabbi Shal Merako. Merako means puddings. It's a certain kind of the clay that is used in filling up cracks in the kale. Pudding. Umitam vishomerak, vigetzivoni, what is getzivoni? So this is the kind of clay out of which you make pegs for the road. Eilu yisedis adroche, shein teiluin behen. So imhoya v'mikve tit kazeh, so you cannot be tailed. It doesn't tell a din of mayim. V'loy matbil in eison, and imhoy al psorei, so you cannot be tailed with the getzivoni. The getzivoni. So in the mikve, because it's a chzitzim. V'yushor kolati matbil in boy kishulach, and then the other teeth. So what, when it's moist, so then you can be tailed. Will be avok shal raglo, and he cannot be tevel in the dust if on the person's feet there is dust. So that's all sechtit, because the dust on the feet is minea, the water to come in contact with the part of the feet that is covered up by the dust. Will yid veil esakum kumi bechomim. If the kettle has soot out of the smoke, so sometimes there is a whole layer. Because the aloche of chitze applies to tzuras tefillin too, not only to tzuras adam. So if, let's say, the kettle has acquired a layer of soot, so then you cannot retail the kettle unless you remove the soot. Elohim can shift shade. Now, there is a machlekes between, that's another, you say, the fundamental machlekes in chzitze. Now, when we say dovar ha-makpid is a chzitze, dovar she'in ha-makpid is not chzitze. So the question arises, does it depend upon the individual person who is tevel, whether this individual is makpid, or it depends upon the universal standards. where the average person is mad. Let's say suppose a person has something on his hands that the average person is not makpi, but this particular woman that is tevelis, she is very sensitive and she is very makpi. She is very makpi. Is it tichtitza or it's not tichtitza? So the shittas Rambam is that it is determined by the individual standard. The shittas Rashbo is that it is based upon the universal standard of most people, of Reb Leonov. Of course, everybody agrees, if the person who is tevel happens to belong to a certain profession, let's say he's a painter. Now, the one who is not a painter would be makpid, let's say, on certain things. But someone is a painter because of his profession, so then he's not makpid. So that's mentioned the fairish. In other words, if he is, so even according to the Rashba, that it is based upon the universal standard, not upon the individual standard, but he'll be made there, that a painter, so is determined by the average, by the disposition, the attitude of most painters, not by the attitude of most people. Because if he is a member of a certain profession, so we do not consider the attitude of other people, just as we wouldn't consider the attitude of men in respect to the will of a woman, and the attitude of women in respect to the will of a man, because they have their own standard. But the machlekes between the Rambam and the Rashba is whether we apply an individual standard, an individual criterion. According to the Rambam, we apply an individual criterion, and according to the Rashba, we apply a general criterion, not a universal criterion, not an individual criterion. Now let's see the Rav. Kilki alei, sa'ar shemachozei keneged alei, shenistabech, he became entangled, v'nasei kein shal shoreis, v'nimosei minan ezeya, u'beis ha'stori, v'yisho, v'pni sha'asar nechas, su'mistabech, v'yisimokei machmas ha'zeya, ועתינו והליכלוך, ודווקא באישון נישואו, שמקבדס על עצמו, שלא תסגן על ביילו, הוא דביס הסטורי מהבחציצה. אבל בפנויו, דיינו מקבדס, להווה ביס הסטורי מחציצה. ליפלוף צייס העין, גלי דרי רייץ מן המקו, שמסייבש ונעשה גלי. וסרף היובש, מויאל פסורו, מן הסרף הניתם מלוניס, או מן הפרס ונסייבשו. גילדי צייש על פסורי, שנסייב שוב ונעשה זלוי, והמלמולים, כשיודו של אודו מלוך לא חזביתי, או בבוצק, או בזיו, ומלד יודי אחס, על חבתו, נעשה על יודי, כמנגרגירים של סייר, ושל מריקו תתעשורו בלעיבן, ביצו, עושו לסעקים, דצפורים, עושו לסעקים, ביקלי, שנזדיקו, שנעמי ימחניס, מריקו לא שנדמו כנושי, ונעלוך כרבי יהודם, ונעלוך כרבי איסי, Now the question is, since the klal of chtzitze is based upon kpeide or no kpeide, so how can there be machlekes between danoi? Any machlekes? The question is, monevshech, it's a question of mitzies. Are people makti or are people not makti? So be shleime according to the Shittas HaRashba, that it's a general criterion. So mimele, we can understand the machlekes between Tanekame and Rav Yesi as to whether Pater's clay is a chtzitza or not. Because it's a question of degree of kveide, of most people, you see. It's a question of degree. But according to the Rambam, an individual criterion. So the question is, this particular person, is he makti or not makti? Whether he's makti or not makti. So according to the Rambam, so if the particular person happens to be so insensitive that no filth in the world on his body, that he doesn't care about any filth on his body, so then it's not a chitzah according to the Rambam. Let's say if he has, he doesn't say a mamish on his food, but if he happens to be so indifferent to these things, something like according to the Rambam shita, it's not a chitzah. So what's the machleike then between Tanakame and Rabbi Yezi? What's the machleike? So the Tanakame says Tita Yezri is a chitzah. Rabbi Yezi Patas Klee is a chitzah. If he held on his hands, let's say, a piece of Patas Klee, so it is a chitzah. And Rabbi Yezi holds it's not a chitzah. Rabbi Yezi holds it's not a chitzah. So what's the machleike? I mean, that's very strange. I mean, that's very strange. According to the Rajmo, you can understand. Because it could be that the average person has a kveide, but very little kveide in regard to Pater's play. So the male, so that's the question whether that is considered a chitzah or it's not a chitzah. It's not a chitze, but according to the Rambam, what's the machleke? So we could say that in Achname, if the person is a type of a person who is completely insensitive, let's say, to the Patas Klei, then there wouldn't be a machleke. But the Mishnah deals with someone who does not. In other words, Pater's clay, apparently, we are dealing with a person who likes to remove Pater's clay. But he's not going, you know, to do a lot of work, to work hard in order, sometimes you get a certain state, you know, on your hand, that you can't remove it unless you work hard, you use chemicals, I mean, use something, you have to rub against it. Otherwise, you can't remove it. So, if it is something, so, according to the Rambam, in other words, we are dealing with a person who is makpid antitayis. If he's not makpid, according to the Rambam, so then it's no chitzah, no matter what it is. But who is makpid? But he's not going to spend time in removing the titayis. So that's the machlokes. Whether it's considered paid or not paid. I mean, I don't know of any other way of explaining the machlokes. According to the Rambam. Now, you see this drachim teaching Ismayach al the Alech, al the Hiluch Neodom, Shem Halchino, Uchshulach Nikho Gei Tzivon, Uchshu Yovesh Nikho Yosid Adrochim, Shekoshel Halech Alein, Vimirekim Halech Al Gabi Yisein, Shein Teifim Ben, Imoyo Vimikve Kitkoze, Velo Imadrim Leisom Hoya Apsore, Vyeshim Foshn Ladrim Leisom Mikve Neimov, Lisalke Ashoke, Bimoke Hatit. In other words, because he doesn't have a din of mayim, so if we bring mayim in contact with this kind of tea, the tumor is not proper. Alright. Mishnah Gimel. Eilu Shein Chayitzisim, Kalke Oreishu Beisasechi. So if there is matted hair in the head, so that people are not marked. Matted hair in the beard, people are makbid because that is seen. So people are makbid only on something that is seen by other people. But when they're not seen by other people, they're not makbid. So the male matted hair in the beard is seen by other people. So the male people are makbid. But kalki oreish matted hair in the head, so people are not makbid. To be sashechi under the arm. Let's say the hair under the arm is matted and entangled one in another. No one sees that, so maybe people are not marked. Ubeisastorim beish, because there people are not marked either. Rabbi Lezer Eimer, echod deish veechod deisho, kol amakpid olof chetzis, vishei makpid olof ein chetzis. Ein chetzis. All right. Now, ob ich das Storm bin, die ich in der Markt bin, war für mich in der Markt bedeutet es, er war nicht so, geht es nicht, wie ich in der Markt bin, wo ich nur hier auch in der Gruppe.
Because if it's a roof to fay, even if it's not makbit, it's a chitzim de rabbonon. Upsak aloch, and it's a chitzim of your makbit of chitzim la tere. Mi uti claimer, ima doa chitzim, mi da gu, aval pishe makbit olo, ene chitzis minato, aval chachomim gozo, aval rubi shine makbit, mishim rubi a makbit, aval mi uti a makbit, tam mishim rubi a makbit, vli gozo, aval mi uti shine makbit, oto mi uti a makbit, di ufe xere, van a nika, mi nika zagzeo, le xere. Now we pass through the gabi. Gabi initial is the veles that even if it's a mute Jamie Makbi, she's not allowed to be taken. Leave Fluf Shebai, Mishnah Dao. Leave Fluf Shebai, the room that is inside I, the Gele Chalamako, Usrafalach, juice that is moist, the Lichluch Eitzeo Shal Psorei. Pieces of excrement, absorbing. We say it's dachat zipeiren, and under the fingernail, we zipeiren until delis. Zipeiren delis means a zipeiren that most of it is already chopped off, torn off, but it still hangs out. A loosened nail. Kshushal koton. Sometimes you find an infant. Flesh, you find certain hair that's called kshushal koton. Loitomei veloi mitamei. Loitomei veloi mitamei. What will tomei veloi mitamei? Said that im nogo tumo beisisar loi mitmakot. If something that is tomei touch, that's ar, so the cotton doesn't become tomei. Because there is a general principle of yodis litume. Of yodis litume. So memele, if a dovaram tome would come in contact with the hair of the person, so memele, the whole person becomes tome, because to the aloha of yodis. So kshushal koton is not considered as yodis. But it's only tame. Veloi mitamei, imo yakot mitomei bachas mobezat tumeis, vino gaodom beisisar, in that hair that the cotton had. So it's not considered as yodis. Velino kabibsore, vinit manigea, velchoshib sar ze yad, lachnish tumeleis, chum shalamako, tomei umitamei. So here the Mishnah talks about another thing, about the yodis of tum. The yodis of tum. Lifu shebayim bilach in the chitzit, biyobesh chitzit. Vishachut layim bilil, bin glau, bin yobesh chitzit. Vitaim mahave de chutz layim, o de makpi, bin bilal, bin biyobesh. So it's a question of kpeide. So if it's chutz layim, so a person is sensitive in regard to that. So even if it's moist, it's makpi. But b'tzoychayim, so if it's inside the eye, so b'yovesh is makdi, b'lach ain't makdi. Kushal kot, ki misal nishenyod nil b'sarak tani, ki nasar shenyod b'kishui, shekerin pakus, b'arvi, veis nisar akor b'loshem mishne kshu shal kishin, kach sar shal kot nadim lei kor kishin shal kot, v'anoshim keres lei sar shetim. I mean like kote shete. Shete, the real meaning of shete means irregular. Irregular. So, hode shete. An irregular hode. So also, that's irregular hair. I mean, it's not the natural hair. Because the cotton doesn't have any, naturally doesn't have any hair. But if he does have hair, so it's irregular. Lo itome inogot tuma beis hisar, lo initma akot, lo mitame imo yakot, mitome bachat mo visat tumeis, ולא גודם בייסיסר, ולא גודם בייסורי, ונתמנגיע, וחושב שר זה יד, להכניס תומלהית. If it's the natural hair of the person, or the natural hair, or of the cotton, let's say, the hair of the head, of the cotton, so if it, a dvar tume, comes in contact with the hair of the cotton, so the cotton becomes tume, to the aloha of yodis. But this is not the natural hair. So in mele, it's not considered as yodis. Now, eilu chetzit in the kelim, these constitute a chitzin keli, hazefes, pitch. If on the surface of the keli you have a stain of pitch. So it's a chitze. Va'moya. Moya. So there are two girses. One is Meir. Meir, I think in English it's also called Myrrh. M-Y-R-R-H. And then there's another girse, Chamor, bitumen. So if there is a stain of bitumen, so it's a chitze b'chuy schuchis. Bein bifnim, bein bachitz. Whether the stain is inside the keli, on the inner surface, or on the outside surface, ala shulchon, on a table, ala table, ala dargesh, on a couch, ala kim chaytiti, if it is the kind of keli that are kept clean, so then it's a chitze. But if it is a kind of keli that is always kept unclean, so then there is no kpeide. You see, so the subjective element is important here because of kpeide. So certain kelim, the Baal HaBayis or the Baalas HaBayis, she wants to maintain them in a clean state. So memele, those kelim, if they have any stain on inside or outside, so they're makpi. So memele, it's a chitza legabi tvile. But if it is a kind of kele that the Baalas HaBayis always maintains it in an unclean state, so then it's no chitze. No chitze, let's say, if it's a rag that is used on the floor. So it's always kept in an unclean state. So mainly if you have to be table it, and even though it has stains, see, it's not a chitze, because it's not marked. A la blusin, if it's kept in an unclean state, in a chitze. Al mitis balabayis chitze. Valshalon in Chaytzeitz, it all depends. If he's a Balabayis who is well-to-do, so Memele is very sensitive, he's very fastidious, that there shouldn't be any stains on the bed. So Memele, suppose he has to be tabled that bed, and there is a certain stain, so it's Chaytzeitz. But if he's a poor man, and it's always kept in an unclean state, so Memele is not a chitze. Now that is no stire against the shittes. Rashbo, who says that kpeide and not kpeide is determined by the universal attitude, by the attitude of the average person, of most people, not by the individual tevel, because the poor men are considered to be members of a special profession. So Memele, so is determined by the attitude of most poor men. So Al Middle Babai is Chaitis, Al Shalom in Chaitis, Al Iku Shalabai is Chaitis, a settle. If he has to be table, a settle of a Balabais, and there is a certain stain, so he's Makpi, so he's Chaitis. Val Shal Zakokin, those who carry the Nevi Shalei, so they don't care, clean, not clean, they always keep it in an unclean state. So maybe it's no chitze. So again, so the Balabais is considered to belong to one group of people. And Zakoki, the carriers of these Nevi's, Shalei, so are considered to be members of another profession, of another group. Valamardas chaitzeis, a peck saddle. So it's chaitzeis, in gambilei meir, atki yisro italki. So in other words, you roche is nalati dra. Vameir moskobelas, v'yishvorim gersim v'chamo. That's by human. Dar gesh mitoktano. Tagum v'yoshav talmito kvoido da'goshi alangim chaitisim shimikab da'alai plusim lochlochim. If it is always kept in unclean state, so it's not chaitisim. But then it's more of a call God. Iso blusim. Ein chaitisim kab da'alai by any time of the meeting, Balabai is running. Iko kumi uke vushalaya shimisim lachameya kishimitza ma'aso. Zako kineisa neyi shalaya lo shenzike bimalye bichasir o shor. מסכסם לזור, אינך יצאי כשנקפידים על הליכלו. עד כי ישרתל כשהוא רוכב כדלגה, אל תראי סיירו. חייצאי, פוחס מגני וחייציס, וכאן הקמל יוי בשיעורי, אלא אפילו פוחס מחייס החייציס, לא לוקח את הקמל. נאו אגב, היא אוהב המחלקס, between Tanakama and Shimna, we pass for Tanakama. So, according to Tanakama, so if you have a stain on the peck settle, so it's chayte, even if it's poches mechisa. According to Rav Shimon Gamliel, only if it's chisa. Now, what's the machlekes? After all, the important consideration is kpeide. So, is there kpeide or there is no kpeide? So, according to the Rashi, that kpeide is the general standard. So in other words, so apparently, people are matpid, even there is some kpeide by many people, there is a kpeide by many people, even if it's less than kisa. But when it's kisa, then it's more universal. So there's a shaila, whether that kpeide that is represented by a substantial segment of people and a stain and a peck saddle that is less than Yisroi Talki, whether that's considered paid or not. According to the Rambam, that it's an individual standard. So if we are dealing with a person in the table who happens to be completely insensitive, so then nothing is a chitze. So apparently, the Tanakam and Rav Shimon Gamliel are dealing with a person who, if he could do it without any work, he would remove a stain that is less than Yisra Talki. But if he has to resort to labor, he's not going to bother. Mashenkin, if it is an Yisra Talki, then he's going to spend time too. So Mimele, if it is Yisra Talki, so the person's kpeide is so strong that he is ready even to resort to work and to spend time to remove it, to remove that stain, that certainly kpeide might be. Mashenken, if it's less than Yisrael Talki, so only if a person could remove it with ease, without any effort. So there's the machleike, so Tanakama says, as long as a person is makpid to remove it, if it can be done with ease, so the male is considered makpid, and according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, only if a person is ready to exert an effort to remove it, is considered makpid. But if a person is not willing to exert an effort, but only if he can do it with ease, so then it's not considered makpid. There's a makpid. While abgodim, suppose you have to be able to beg it, and there is a stain. So if it's not a penetrating stain, it's only on one side, but if it is penetrating, so then it is chayitz. Now, so according to the Rashba, because that's the mitzvah, that most people are matpid on a penetrating state. On a penetrating state. According to the Rambam, so again, it is declaratory of the mitzvah. And since the average person is makpid on a penetrating stain, so memele minastam, it is chayitz. But if we know that this particular person, that this particular doesn't care about anything, so memele, it's not a chayitz. Even according to the Rambam, we have to say that the attitude of the average person is of importance. Because suppose it doesn't mean that according to the Rambam, so we have to make a thorough investigation. We have to appoint a whole team of workers. They should investigate the psychology and the mentality of the trivial. I mean, what is makpid, what is not makpid. I mean, so even according to the Rambam, so if the average person is makpid on something, so then it is considered a chitze in regard to stammer person, unless it is established that this person is completely insensitive, he doesn't care. But if it is not established that this person does not have a special attitude, so then every person is to be treated like an average person. According to Rambam, we have to say the same thing. Rabbi Yudei Meir, Mishum Rabbi Shmuel, Av Mitzadei Echod. Now again, here we have a machlekes. Now, what is it? It's not that there is a machlekes in mitzias. Machlekes in mitzias. In other words, but it's a question of degree of kveda. So according, now the mitzias, I suppose that the mitzias is that every person, even if he's not a Talmud Chochem, so every person would prefer that his godim should not have a single state, even if it's an unpenetrating state. But even though every person would prefer not to have a stay mitzad echod, but he's not going to bother with it. He would prefer it. In other words, if he puts on a jacket that has no stains at all, not even a stain mitzad echod, he'll like it. But if it has stains mitzad echod, it doesn't bother him. So in other words, he will not exert an effort in order to make sure that that his jacket should not have a stain of mitzarech. So memenu, that's again the machlekes. So Tanakame says, since he's not ready to exert an effort, so memenu, it's not achtitze. And Rabbi Yehuda says that since a person would prefer to put on a jacket without any stain, even mitzarech, so memenu, it is considered paid. Rabbi Yisei Meir, Shal Banoim, Banoim is Talmid HaChomim, Al Tikro Banayich, Al Banoich. There's the Gemara in Shabbos, says in regard to this mission, that if it is a beged of a Talmid Chochem, and Talmid Chochem Shinim Tzorivav Al Big, the Yishayim Vise, so Memeile de Amakbit. So the Amakbit. So Vishobu, so he's not Makbit, so only if it's Mishnei Zodi, then he is Makbit. בשני דברים שאילון באיזה אירועי הבגד של בנועים תלמיד החכונים שהעסקים מיליון של אילון ויקבד על רבב שבגדיהם ואומר רבי יחד כותב בחוק שנצרבה על בגד חייב מייסי של בור גרוע מהמורץ וליקופיד על לור ליחו שבגודו אלו אם כי יצא מיבה מהיבה ומדעת דמון על יהוד חייתה נשאיר עם בגד דודי ואיתה עם הדעת שקשור בגד של המורץ והלוכת של רבי יסי נתפח אשר זפוסים the pitch workers. So we shall yitzrim patters, we shall mefasle ilones, those who trim trees, ein chayitzitzim. Why? Because they are not makpid. Now, so that is true even according to the Rashba. Why? According to the Rambam, so it doesn't even have to be explained, because it's an individual criterion. And these, the members of that occupation happen not to be makbid. But according to the Rashba, but since they belong to a certain occupation, to a certain group, so mele, the general attitude of most people has no significance. Only the general attitude of the members of that profession, of that occupation. Rabbi Yudei Meir Avshal Kaitz, those who dry figs, so they are not makbid. They are cloud. כל המקביל רוב חייצי של המקביל רוב בן החייצי זה הפוס איזה איסי חוביס, סינה ואיסי עזבס מפס לילוניס שנית להפסיל את מן הלוניס פירושה אחר קירס לילוניס לא שמפסל פסול לכו שקירס הנופי מן הילון כדי שיסה וביאג לגוב של הילון שתוכל יוצא מה שיחתי השטחים לחמו יא ושפירי של קיץ פירושה אחר מלאק תקייצי ויכול לנו לקבל הליך לוח המתפוח שלהם ונהלוך כרב יהוד. Now again, here we have a machlekes. So I suppose the machlekes in the degree of kpeda. Now the Rash. Eilu chaitzis in bodom. Mishum sevi goton eilu chaitzis in bechaylim. Ton aga bitlu esodom eilu chaitzis in bodom. Uchtzot koshe. Bifirik bameisho de maizach mishne. ויקום אתנן אוסון, ויקום אתון רבונון, ואבל מי מאתנן אוסון, שבראש יאבונץ. פריש פרק במאישו, אמרינון לי, הכל הכל, דברי איש חייציסים וצברן חייציסים, ולפי שנישו חינקס עצמו, סוממילה, water goes through, שלצמר ושלצייר, בפרק במאישו, אמרינון לי, חכון רבי יהודה בחודיסה, but the Rav mentioned, Kilki Aleiv, Kilki V'chavek, the Pirish Bamei Isho. Pirish Baruch, Kol Isho, Shein Echalokov, Yish L'Saris Ki Yish. So ya beis hashech, you believe be mudle al kereine. Timos min timois min azeo, vei miskalkeli, vei nasin ki kalk, sheperasht, vakilte ma mi shapireish, begedosu misal shel izi, vukoshe, vosu atzi, tachas korim vachsosis. Liflu, tzri zai, glit shechus lemako, tzri raiti memako, misyabish nasi glit. Srava yoveish, the Jews, ki srava yeti, minatrim neilo, vigilu tzeyo shal psore, ki shiyei zeyo merubo, הבשורי מסייבשס ונאסס כמין גלית והמלמולים פירש באורך אודום שיוש עוד אודום שיוד אוף מלוך אוכל בטיטו ובוצק ובזיה ומילל יודי אחס על חוותו נאס על יודי כמין גרגרים על של סעירים והוא יקר מלכותפתו מלילאיס it's really droplets of sweat מרקו פירש באורך תיצ'ם ארווין וספורי תיצ'ם ארווין בדבורים אחרים וחסקי כי תחסיב תמרו גאנושי ויסי אשל צי ויש מפורשים תית מסוכון לאיסיק לחרס שורו בלבן ביצו ויסקים בכלים שניזדיקו ומים ממחקו ניסי לסתוח מפורד וספטיל שמלחלים מסחשומים ומסמחים ושמו כשאין לכי נקרוין גט צבעוני וכשיוב שמנדית ויעב נקרוין יסיידיס לפי שמישופין כי יסיידיס וכושן לבני אודום המלכין עליהן כדמוכה בסף מרופא שאין תאילו בהן כמיתו שרגלו שכעז בתית ועם הבילן איסון אם נקבו מימו ולסל כעשו כבים כמעטי that's the second פשט אין דרב בתנורם ובייס השכי בחילום תניה, דהבו בכלל בייס הסטורי. ובייס הסטורי באיש, סודת סנטח ציצה, די איש אינם אקפית, אבל איש המקפדס, ודווקא ניסו, של יזכון אל ביילו, כדי פריש שני בסייף פירקן ליל, וליפלוף שבאי, בפרק תנאי כס, אום אמר מוקווה, ליפו שבעיים, אם there is room in the eye, לך אין החיצס. If it's moist, it's not חיצס, because a person is not מקפיד. But, יובש חיצס, אי מסי נקרו יובש, משמסמס חילי ריק. In other words, when it starts to drip. So then, it's יובש. אומר שמואל, because if it causes dripping of the eye, so apparently there is something very hard, something that dried up inside the eye. Omar Shmuel, Kheil Shebaayi Neinechitis. If it's inside the eye, it's not chitis, because the person is not makbit. Al gabi ayin chitis. Vimineo peiches. But suppose the wise wing as a result of the kheil, that is inside the eye, if it wings, bein kach ubein kach in a chetis. The mitech sheineo peiches ein akhoil midabik. So in other words, so that means that if the woman has, let's say, a kheil on the eyelids, and she keeps on winking, so in all probability, in a short time, that will fall out the kheil, as a result of the winking of the eye. So Mimele, even if she was developed before the kheil fell out, but since she is destined to throw out the kheil as a result of the winking of the eye, so Mimele, she is not makpedes. So Mimele, the tefillah took place, while the kohen was undying, it's not a dovar makpid and it's not a chitzit. Kshus shel kotel, kai gav metam efer beiz vuktz, kshus shel kishes, vanet shelo toye, u pirish baruch, kishem sheyesh le kishus, kishina kishuin ktanim, sheyesh lehem kimin seyar, kotel, kach yesh le kotel. So sometimes on cucumbers, you also find like hair-like,
hair-like structures. So sometimes you find on the body of ktanim an unnatural hair-like substance. That's the kshus. Kachish lekot nevuah kshus. Loi mitame ule mitame. Lechoshiv yad lahach nistume. Ulehitzi. Vehod itanye v'teresky anim. Psar azov. Veloi mitzir sholom. Veloi bikil kisholom. Veloi bishirim. Veloi binzomim. Veloi taboiz. אף על פי שנייצים, יוכל שאני מייצי את הסייה ואת הציפרן, תלמי מהתומי, so we see that if his זהב would touch, let's say the סייה of the toya, or the ציפרן of the toya, so then the toy, the year to four toya would become תומי, so we see the סייה and ציפרן. I'll consider this your days, לתומי. ההוא סייה למעבין לו, so we don't make כלל לקשוס, the אוכל. Because that seyah has reference to natural seyah. So that's the art. But something that is not natural, let's say it's not a natural phenomenon, that the cotton should have hair like, and should have hair on his body. So the male, it's not a yad. Doche, doche, in libel katu seyah. Ve nika seyah, ve lechoshev klal, uvinkah.